Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, brothers and packs down, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask.
And we are on live. Ooh. It's Tuesday, y'all. What a great show last week. Thursday show was definitely one of the most funniest I've had thus far. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate all the callers. I even had a Valentine request. I don't celebrate Valentine, but nevertheless, I appreciate the gesture. You know, I get right into, I always want to thank the Most High, thank the Creator. Just for the position I'm able to be put in. You know, a lot of times we measure our success by finance, how much money I got, how much, you know, how many females I have, you know, what type of car I drive. But when you remove self and really begin to do what you know that you are called to do, not know if I didn't say feel that you are called to do, but you know that you are called to do, you know, that takes on a whole different attitude and persona. You know, it brings out the best in you. It brings out everything you think you could be. So when I say thank the Most High, I thank the Most High just for giving me the voice, giving me the mindset to be the person that I am. You know, I want to shout out to each and every one of my people that call in and make this show what they make it, because you guys keep me coming. Each time I get a post or each time I get, you know, somebody telling me, you know, I appreciate your show. I appreciate you doing what you do. Or, you know, I listen to other shows and they don't have what you have. You know, I take that near and dear to heart. Like I said, I'm never to the point where I feel like I've made it, because I haven't done a darn thing. Haven't even begun to scratch the surface of my purpose and what I'm put here to do. So just to even remain humble and always remain humble is a blessing to me, and to have great people like you calling in with your great views, church reform. You know, we're going to hear that a lot on this show. Also, no stereotyping. Also, just a lot of things each and every person brings to the show. You know, so it's not just about what I bring, you know, me being the host. You know, I'm just playing one part. But without listeners, who am I talking to? Without a person talking, who are you listening to? So that just shows you, you know, how this movement and how this teamwork go hand in hand. Also, want to just say shout out to my people at the Black Panther for Justice, each and every person. I shout out every week. No need to keep always going over the names, because we know who they are and we never know what ears are listening. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Dreamy Pisces 80 on Instagram. Makes beautiful custom jewelry for kings and queens, gods and goddesses. However you want to classify yourself. If you don't have an Instagram, you also can reach on her website at DreamerBeesBySharonV.com. She's going to kill me for it. How did you forget? But DreamerBeesBySharonV.com. Tell her I sent you. Hopefully I get something free. Forget me. I always want something free. Also, Operation Warm the People is in full effect this weekend. Shout out to my boy G over at Made Solid Entertainment. That is a great movement also. Shout out to my boy Corey Soul, who is a great underrated, never heard poet. If you do not know this brother, his name is Corey Soul, S-O-L. I suggest that you shoot him a friend request. Tell him that Terrio sent you in. Dope poet. Dope poetry. I believe in promoting people for their gifts and abilities, and his brother has it. So definitely shout out to us with the Operation Warm the People. And we are taking donations. You can either hit me in my inbox on Instagram at I speak the truth, 34. See, I get wrong with stuff sometimes. Or Antario Riggins on Facebook. You already know who I am. It just hit me in the inbox, you know, and maybe I have to drop my GoFundMe. But if you're in the ATL area, you can come out to the Pine Street Shelter, and we are taking donations, canned goods, socks, underwear, toothpaste, whatever we can get for the people, we can get for the people. Also, very important, no justice, no peace. Now, this is disturbing. Smyrna cops. All my ATLians, we know where Smyrna is. Smyrna pig. I'm dressing. Killed a 23-year-old brother last year by the name of Nicholas Thomas. Said they were serving a warrant for a misdemeanor. And this is how crazy this thing is. Said they were serving a warrant for this young brother. And the pig police, Kenneth Owens, gunned his brother down. Right now, we done heard these stories a million times. Oh, I feared for my life. As the brother jumped in the car, and he was a scared kid. Now, we seeing what they're doing to black brother and sister, white brother and sister. We see what they're doing to our kids, because I don't think it's not happening in the white community. But these kids are afraid. They come up to his job. The kid, according to them, hops in a Maserati. He goes no place. He goes nowhere. And this pig, I almost called him an officer. This pig, Kenneth Owens, was also a convicted woman beater. This cop, this pig. This, I got to stop calling him like that. Call him like I call him. Shoots this brother in the back. But yet he said it, he feared for his life. Shoots this brother in the back, kills him. Now, if that isn't the best up part, he's up for a promotion. He said he's been promoted to lieutenant. Smyrna pig. And this has been on the news several times. Nicholas Thomas. And you ought to be tired of this, people. You know, we participate in the Say Her Name. You know, we participate in the Trayvon Martin. What about what's in our yard? What about the pigs in ATL that's doing dirt? Huh? What about these pigs? So, his lovely mother and father, beautiful family. This was a young father they killed. See, they take our young, great, good fathers and then mock us and our kids for being fatherless. Y'all understand it? They didn't get a promotion. Get a promotion for murdering this young brother. Great father. So, February 15th from 5:30 to 9, at Smyrna City Hall will be a No Justice, No Peace rally. And also, please check out the website. See, we don't support enough. Iconic, I-C-O-N-I-C-K, iconicjustice.com. Justice for Nicholas Thomas. Because, see, if we have teenagers, whether it's teenage cousin, teenage brother, teenage son, teenage daughter. We could be in the shoes of this beautiful family. These are the icons. These are the true fighters. If you see his mother on my page, Sister Felisa Thomas, please show this strong sister some love. We got to get to know each other. We got to be a great community, people. Don't matter if we stay in Birmingham, Alabama. Don't matter if we stay in Virginia. Don't matter if we stay in Tennessee. Don't matter if we stay in Milwaukee. One death should affect us all. See, what this system has done is separated us and said, you know, it only matters. White guys take our life. cop take our life. So what I want us to concentrate on doing is changing our neighborhood. Now, what you mean, Antario? By getting up in the face of the brothers and sisters that are killing our own, because what we are doing is helping the agenda. We are taking our own warriors off the street over nothing. So definitely show love to contradiction of the police story, but we've heard these stories once and for all, you know, over and over and over. When will we be tired? When will we be tired? Justice for Nick. Justice for Kendrick. Justice for Andrew Joseph III. Justice for Kelly Thomas. Shall I go on? They're killing our kids. They're killing our young fathers, our young mothers. Come on, y'all. As the great Tupac said, it ain't about black or white because we're human. I hope we see the light before it's ruined. So, justice for Nick. Justice for Nick. Justice for Nick. One more time, justice for Nick. You know, and it wouldn't be me if I didn't talk about it. We are lost without a clue. We lost without a clue because our very own people rob you of freedom of speech. Now, before I address one situation, I want to address, you know, the whole Super Bowl thing. First, what I want to address is how it was made black versus white, you know, Peyton versus Cam. And then, you know, we mocked this brother. We got on this brother and said, oh, he was a sore loser. But this is what I want you football fathers, if you're listening to my show, if you're not awake to the truth. See, we breed our children on the importance of America's good old game. Who's the commissioner? What color are these commissioners? Ran by the slave master, just the overseer, because we pretty much know they don't run anything. But we breed our children to play these games. Basketball, baseball, football. Never breed them to be warriors and revolutionaries and strong thinkers. That's not saying these brothers and sisters can't think. But they're more so focused on athletic talent. So you breed this young man from birth to set the bar of the Super Bowl and the NFL being the measuring stick of which he is successful in sport and life, especially if you're playing sports. If you don't go pro, you're nothing. So when he acts human, and when he acts like, I just lost the biggest game of my life, we get on him. So, that's just funny to me. Two, you beehive was ought to really just run y'all head into a wall. Because I heard a lot of videos. I saw a lot of videos. I saw a lot of posts. And if we're not careful, we have made these celebrities our gods. You know, we get Beyonce made a song that was, as the white people say, anti-police. Well, what is anti-police when they're beating us down? What is anti-police when they're gunning your kids down and killing them? Okay, that's not the thing, you know. I'm going to get to that. So they came out there, and I guess they were making a tribute to the Panthers. And this is for anybody that even better named Panthers. I'm not talking about no Carolina Panthers. You know, we're talking about the real true Panthers. Bobby Steele. Little Bobby Hutton. Huey Newton. You know, we can go on. Fred Hampton. Mark Sanchez. You know, we can go on and name Panthers. Fanny Shakur. Father Shakur. Sonya Sanchez. We can name them. So the fact she pretends to be a revolutionary, and see, we are so easily tricked. This is what's going to stop us from growing as people. We see any notion of putting your fist in the air and wearing a beret as black power. First of all, have we seen the price of these tickets for a little concert? See, we got to know when we're being bamboozled, people, and we got to know when somebody really cares about the people and trying to get you a message. Like I always play that Blank Mafia by B.O.B. You know, a statement, you see, a revolutionary is not a little halftime show. It's not a little beret you put on. It's not a song you make to show the people, I see the struggle. It's to identify and get in the guts of this struggle. It's to open your mouth and speak about the corruption every single day. Every single day, not just at halftime of the biggest game. And you old stupid people that keep putting this, you're supposed to be conscious people that's putting these things out. And I'm sorry to go in, but you guys got to wake up because you have a bigger responsibility than anybody. Keep putting this out to my, you're bashing her. You're bashing her. Stop bashing her. See, this is why we can't get nowhere, because it's becoming a religion. You mind your pastor, and he's pimping you. So I'm sorry. You know, the truth got to be told. If you don't like what I say, you already know. Hang up. But we're becoming so easily tricked. We're becoming, you know, where they charge you for their lecture. Where you got to pay them to come hear me speak. Did Marcus Garvey get paid? Did Malcolm charge? I went to hear his daughter speak. She charged nothing. So if you care about the awakening of your people, you understand the people you're talking to may not be able to afford your lectures or your concert. So the prices of her ticket are to show what she's about. But this is not bad, and I see your brother talking about, you know, when the black community, when a black entertainer finally does speak out, we bash her. Speaking out is not for an hour. Speaking out is every day. Speaking out is talking about these secret societies. Speaking out is talking about the Baphomet, the oath that they take, where they're doing satanic rituals, and you sitting your kids in front of these TVs allowing Beyonce to program. This is the same chick that said, ride it like a surfboard and watermelon, teaching your daughter to be over-sexualized. That their body is their only thing that they have to offer. Said she put on a beanie or a beret and she had blonde hair. As my sister always say in the group, if you're going to do something, at least make it black. Do we really think Asada Shakur would have danced around in a leotard with blonde hair? Wake up, conscious people. We always want to protect, don't bash the black people. They're black. See, this is how we get fooled, because we are afraid to call anybody out. We let them get away with it. We are scared to talk. As the great Paul Mooney say, everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga. You've been hoodwinked, as the great Malcolm X said. You've been hoodwinked. Also, you know what I do? I set the table. Did we not see the coming together of the gay pride, where they had the audience as the rainbow? See, this is why I always tell when I talk to my brothers and my sisters, I say, shout out to my boy Eddie Belafonte, when he said, hey, man, you need to start watching a little bit more TV, man. So, and he gave me a great idea. See, I give props to my people. See, if I'm not able to see this, I'm not able to speak on it. See, we should watch something, but we shouldn't sit in front of the TV for hours. We got to wake up and know what's going on, what's being told to our little sisters, what's being told to our little brothers. What are they taking in through this? But everybody's so defensive. Everybody afraid to stand up and speak. That's what the Panthers been reduced to, leotards and berets. a halftime show. She's a part of everything that the system has been designed to close your mind. But since they were in California and it was so-called Black History Month, she decided to put her fist in the air. She can't identify with your struggle. Billionaires can't identify with what we go through. When the last time she bought a loaf of bread? She changed diapers? Can she identify with the single mother? Can she identify with a hungry person? That's enough about that foolishness. I don't want to keep hearing about these people identifying with us when we don't see them every day. We don't see them. At least I don't. You revolutionaries and you conscious people, we got to go stronger. We're being too easily tricked. This is how our movements are torn up. Because we're scared to talk. We defend it if it's black. We won't call it out. But you know that ain't what I'm about. So my thing is justice for Nick. To the hell with Beyonce. Can't afford her ticket. If she really cared about you, was she putting on the free concert? That's enough of that. Oh, getting my blood going. Calm down. Almost about to let the lines off. Now, see, what I love is to help my people. But we have to learn to strengthen ourselves. And what I mean is, one of the reasons, the most important and great teacher to me, and if you got to be under a rock, if you haven't been on this show, it's Malcolm X. And me and my sister, we was having a great conversation, you know. And one thing I do, whether I do or not, agree with that old slickhead Louis Farrakhan, you know how I talk now, so if you Farrakhan follower, hang up. One thing I do, I will respect about the Nation of Islam's movement is their ability to reform the people. Now, I'm supposed to say, you know, Elijah Muhammad started that. True. But the ability to be able to help the people see, we have to see our important people before we can fight. You got to see you much more than just a nigger, a bitch, you know, some sex, some booty. You got to see your importance of who you are. And yeah, we going to fight and we don't know who we are. You laying down with anybody, man. We comfortable being the side piece. Now, when did, you know, some of these things become acceptable? You're comfortable with laying with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. That's all you think of yourself. That's all you've been thought. That's all they told us to think about ourselves. Oh, I'm a nigga. I'm this. So, what I want to hear on this show, all I want to hear is, well, the topic is love yourself, because you got to learn to love yourself. But you have to, when I click you in, have to, mandatory. Like this Obamacare is mandated. You know, and it's absolutely cynical if you do not do it. But anyway, enough about that, Tom. But anyway, it is mandatory that you tell me something. Say something good about yourself. Say something good about yourself. Shout out to the Dreaming Pisces for this great topic. You should do that. But say something good about yourself. What do you love? What's one thing that you love about yourself? And why? What you admire and love the most about yourself? So, me? Who, me? What I love is the change that I made. You know, the willing to accept the role of who I am, because some of us play the game, but we won't accept our role or what we are supposed to do. The willingness not to shut up when people say you shouldn't say that, why shouldn't I say it? You shut up. Who told you? Who told me I shouldn't say this? You know, to not be quiet and silent because somebody didn't like what I said or somebody got offended. People get offended with 99.9 and stuff I say if you can't tell. But I love, you know, how I'm able to help people. I love, you know, my resilience. I love a lot about myself. And as I told you, I didn't always love myself. I didn't always appreciate myself. But spirituality, because I always say, we have to understand what we are battling. This is a nasty beast that destroys. And they say in the Christian, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Pretty much true, though. But what do you love about yourself? Tell me, people, tell me, you know. I just want to know. Without no further ado. Oh, where can I go? Ladies first. Call you are on the line.
Peace, Brother Antonio.
Yo, peace, sister.
Sister Bassett,
okay,
I love about myself. You said what I love about myself? I'm going to just say, I love my willingness to continue to help anybody that I come across, my everyday path, and my everyday journey, whoever it may be. As long as I help somebody, I feel good. So I just love that about myself.
Okay.
I just wanted to say the hell with Beyonce. That was okay. The most disrespectful shit I ever seen in my life. You can't give your elders, you can't do that. Our elders deserve more respect than that. That's how I feel. It's just not going to do nothing for our community to watch her dance around in her lingerie. I'm sorry. That is not Black power. And I want to let everybody know, I'm reading a book, it's The Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Woman. Okay? You might want to get that book, women, if you're listening. Because
one more time.
The Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Woman.
Okay,
because, you know, what we've seen, or y'all seen, because I ain't watched it. I just heard about Beyonce on Facebook, but... I don't watch that mess. But she's just exactly what she did is what, you know, we women are doing. We're uplifting this white supremacy structure, and we're supposed to be rebelling against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to teach our children to run around in their drawers and sing and dance to Beyonce, and then on the other hand say Black power. We can't do that.
True.
And that's all I wanted to say. And I just make sure y'all get that book. Maybe y'all learn something.
Okay.
Brother Interior, I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. As long as we're doing something and not nothing.
Something's better than nothing. Peace, my soul. The Bassett said that was the most disrespectful I ever seen. You know? The conspiracy to destroy the Black woman. We must read, people. Not just Facebook. We must read The Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Woman. Black sisters, we need to read. Sisters, we need to read. It's okay to have, you don't get self-knowledge without knowing the hidden knowledge. It ain't hidden because stuff is easily accessed. But one more time, in case you didn't hear, The Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Woman. And that was the most, and that's true, though. We can't do that. We can't be bumping Young Thug and all of these old garbage rappers and then talking about, you know, we hate the white men and the white supremacy. Oh, hush. But anyway, we're going to keep it rolling like that. Let's see something I know this. Tyler, you are on the line. 7078. It'll come with the shot, people. caller, you are on the line.
What's happening, boy?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man. A little bit under the weather, but I'm going to see what I can do tonight. I see, you know, before I get in myself, you know what I like about you? You are truly one of the underdog. You know what I'm talking about? And Sister Renee, I love her vibe, her spirit, you know what I'm saying? Truly for the underdog. As far as Beyonce, man, I've seen her, but I didn't see her. That's how much I cared about all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I agree with y'all. Say, that's totally disrespectful towards the Black Panther movement, the forefathers or whatever. And you're right, she doesn't know the underdog struggles. I don't really know her history or her upbringing or whatnot, but from what I hear, you know, she was always into entertaining or whatnot. But you know, I don't think she was part of any type of movement or any type of struggle. But you know, personally, I don't know her. You know what I'm saying? But I know she didn't represent for black women or whatnot. You know, when it comes to Black Power, you know, that was like for real. Well, you know, I got deep respect for you, man. You know what I mean? You truly for the underdog, you know. Well, what I like about myself is I like the calmness about myself and the strong will to survive, to live. I was told that back in when it was, 1988 to 1987. Well, they had put a time limit on my life and say I was gonna pass away at the age of 7. You know, age of 13, 16, 24, and here I am today, 34, going on 35 years old. So I love the strong will about myself. You know, just continue on pushing forward, you know what I'm saying? Go against our odds. I love my confidence about myself, you know what I'm saying? Whether I'm sick or up, you know what I'm saying? I just, overall, I love everything about myself. So, I mean, it's so many things I can say, but, you know, I'm not going to take up too many people's time. I mean, you know, the call is time, because I know you got callers over there. So, you know, I just overall, I love myself. I like myself to the hierarchy of my high being. You know what I'm saying? I love myself. So, you know, I appreciate you giving me the flow and being able to speak on your show. And, you know, hopefully I'm evolving, you know, better than I have when I first attend your show. So, you know, I just appreciate you even having this show.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Already.
Boy, that's my boy Isabella Fuente. Always, you know, that's the thing, like he said, you know, he been had a timetable on his life since he been here. So, you know, that's the thing to be true warrior. You know, because as I used to say, let people tell it, you know. I can't get out of bed on my own, you know, with people's perception of me. You know, and that's the thing of how people perceive us. You know, and that's what was so freeing about the video that I posted of myself. You know, because we live our life based on the light, our confidence, based on how many likes we get. You know, based on our relationships or something superficial, you know, what she look like, you know, what it look like, you know, what type of money he has, you know, what type, you know, how good her sex is, all of these meaningless things, you know, and throughout my growth, see, it's one thing to pray, but you at a whole nother level when you're able to the benefits and when you ever see those prayers be manifested right in front of your eyes. So as I always tell you guys, I say, we got to understand the spiritual aspect. Because with most of these Donkey Kong leaders, and there's no knocking nobody, is they tell you these things, but they forget to tell you the beast you fight. They tell you the shape, the color, but they don't tell you the inside of it. They don't tell you how nasty that beast feels on the inside. And when I see our destruction, people, shout out to my sister for talking about the destruction of the people. Where I see our destruction is our inside. You know, and we're trying to fight this beast on his terms. Or its terms. We're trying to out-hate it. We're trying to out-shoot it. And we'll go back to the line. Saying as we begin to say, also, I'm sorry if I didn't, but what's something you want to change about yourself? Me, I'm working on my want to go at some of these people because I don't like the representation. You know, we have to truly understand what the Panthers died for. So that's not just the knock and hate Beyonce, but we got to understand how they exterminated these people. So when I'm going in on rappers, we got to understand what the Iran-Contra controversy thing, however you want to classify it, was about. You know, we got to understand when they brought the crack epidemic in, what it did to our people. So when I see Rick Ross talking about he's the biggest boss there, his album, you know, first album, The Port of Miami, and, you know, even the fact that he's taking another brother's name. You know, and we glorify this very same dope that was used to destroy our people. Wake up, y'all. It's not hating all the time. I'm upset with some of these leaders, our so-called speakers and leaders, because it's all about a debate with them. You can't debate with this, and you can't debate with this beast. You know? They are separating us all. When I came across an article about the UK, this was years ago, they planning to populate over 30 million. They want each and every one of us. If some of my people that were with me 2 seasons ago remember my Georgia Guidestones show that I did, and if you don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are, please check this out. And what's the top priority of these Georgia Guidestones? To maintain population under 500 million. Not 500 million blacks, not 500 million whites, not 500 million Asians, 500 million people. Because the thing is, and I'm telling you, I'm taking the heads off of calling me cool for saying all lives matter. But the thing is, all lives matter to them if it don't fit into what they're saying. That's why we got to get up off that chrome stuff and truly open our minds. That's why I get mad at these leaders or so-called for charging our people for their knowledge. The Most High gave you that. Now, I ain't saying don't get your paper, but don't let it be your all to the fact that you are denied people can't afford to hear your message. If I am blessed to get to the point that people are paying to hear me, guess what? If some people can't afford it, let them in anyway, because that's how I roll. And if I get to that point, anybody hear me doing less, check me. So you said on your show on February 9th, of 2016, that you checked me. So, loving ourselves, we got to teach up, we got to love others because we're going to need it. But we in for it, my people. But I got to get back to the call. You know how I get.
Hey, good evening, National Spokesman.
Yo, what's up, my bro?
Yeah, doing good, doing good. First, I want to say shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice. And the sister earlier that called in and, you know, getting the black women to read the book that she's reading, which is very important, you know. They need to, you know, be informed, you know, get the knowledge. Because things that we're seeing, yeah, definitely need to read that book. So shout out to her. And shout out to Miss Pisces, all the callers that are listening, and the new callers that are just coming in right now. Okay, one thing that I love about myself is the fact that I tell it like it is and not apologize for it, let alone not think twice about it. Because right now, the things that you just meant there is no room, definitely no room to just settle for less or to be self-conscious or to be afraid what people are going to think about you, about us. Like, it's no point right now to be scared, because I've seen too many examples out here where people are afraid to be really, really honest, especially pertaining to what's going on right now and the real messages and the signs that are out there, whether it's on TV or outside of the household, what's being put out there. It's no time to be self-conscious, because you need to tell like it is. Because, well, with me, I had to cut people off. And, of course, I made some enemies because I tell like it is. Because just because I'm a nice guy doesn't mean I'm a pushover. Doesn't mean I'm going to accept, you know, the bullshit. Because I might as well not be human, because I'm just constantly accepting bullshit. Because I'm a nice guy. I'm so nice. I laugh. I joke. Nah. It's one thing to joke, and it's a time to be real. And I'm not afraid to tell like it is, because this beast that we're facing is hungry for more and more. And it's going to continue eating the puppets because feeding into the beast. Now, when it comes to Beyonce, I mean, I don't know how low Beyonce and these other artists can get any lower. I mean, this industry has pimped them out so much, they can't be pimped out any more, any less. It's pathetic. If you go into a dictionary right now and you look up the words shameful, pathetic, and puppets, Beyonce's pictures are right next to those words in the dictionary. I mean, it's like, first of all, people now have no respect for the Black Panthers, the original Black Panthers. They got no respect. They wouldn't care. I mean, if somebody were to tell them how important they were, they would just laugh at them. I mean, they would laugh at us, because that's how important they were, because they can't light a candle to the fight and the struggle that it goes through to get where we need to be now. And as far as our people is concerned, let me tell you something. Some blacks who are saying, oh, we're bashing them, oh, we're hating, let me tell you something. You are part of the problem. And some of these so-called leaders who are saying the same thing, you're part of the problem. You are part of the beast that we're talking about, because you keep enabling them. Because Beyonce's your friend. You don't want to say this. You don't want to say that because you're afraid you won't get that pay cut. You won't be on the payroll. Look, person, jacket on, and stop being a wimp. Stop being a wimp. And that's all I got to say.
Appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, man.
It's a brown jacket on, people.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I was waiting for you to say something. Well, good evening, everybody. Great topic. And what's up, Kazumba? What's up, E? Sister Renee. Sister Renee, thank you for the suggestion. And just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying, that book is being sold on eBay for the cheapest price of $13.67 with free shipping. So just wanted to put that out there. And I did order it. So thank you for that. So anyway, this is an awesome topic. And Terry, as you know, when we met a couple years ago, I was a mess. So I could really go on and on about the things that I love about myself and the things that I like about myself, because I've come a long way. Just 2-3 years ago, I didn't like myself at all. Many years ago, I felt like all I had to offer was look. I did not feel that I was smart. I did not feel educated. I had no self-knowledge. I had no self-love whatsoever. So what I would do is to dress my outsides up, put on the makeup. I would do the hair. I would have the clothes. I would have the heels. And I would paint this picture, but on the inside, I was broken. So with the evolution of getting knowledge of self, awareness of my external environment and the things that are going on, getting awareness about my past and how I have gotten to this point in the programming that I was under to bring me to that point of having that low self-esteem and, all of those things. It's like once my mind opened up, my spirit opened up, and I started to gain that knowledge that I was important, lay on my back. My purpose is not to just be on someone's arm. My purpose is not so many things that once upon a time I thought that that's all I had to offer. That's all, and that's very sad and it's very unfortunate. And I know that there are a lot of women and there are a lot of girls out there that feel like that's all they have to offer. So now that I've evolved and I've gone through things and I feel better about myself, on top of all of that, having low self-esteem, I was overwhelmed with anxiety, depression and fear. I mean, fear is the base of all of those things. So I was overwhelmed with fear. And now at this point, I'm conquering my fears, doing everything that I'm pretty much have been scared to do or had anxiety in the past. I'm actually doing those things now. I say instead of me allowing that fear to paralyze me, I have been taking steps towards those very things that I'm scared of. And really, when we go and fight against our fears, that's when we find out a deeper purpose for our life. And we're like, wow, I would have never thought in a million years that I would, for instance, be able to stand up in front of people. I know I get up here and I can talk over the radio. I can even make YouTube videos, but I have been always nervous about getting up in front of a group of people to speak. I've always hung out in the background. I just didn't feel worthy or good enough to do it, but I've been doing it. And, and I even get up there on days where I'm nervous or I'm sure you've seen that quote. It says, speak even if your voice shakes. And that's what I've been doing, and it's been empowering me, and it just lets me know that I am so strong and I'm conquering these fears. So I love that about myself, that I am overcoming, and I'm using my issues from my past to be a step stool to lift me up to teach people. I'm using my issues, my past pain, as a teaching tool for other people, because there's so many girls and women out there that are struggling. Also, something else that I like about myself, I think I'm pretty funny. A lot of people might not know that because I sometimes come off as being, serious or quiet. But, I have a pretty good sense of humor. And so I like that about myself. But really, I could go on and on, because the person that's speaking tonight was a person that hated themselves, And I've said it before, and I'm not embarrassed. The thing about growth, when you're not afraid to talk about your past issues, I have had many times where I wanted to take my own life, where I have contemplated my life is so terrible, I'm such a bad person, I am so unworthy that I would rather be dead than to be here. And I can sit here and say that today, to know that it is that beast within that, I get up every day and I go to war. I go to war every day with my lower self, and that's just the way that it has to be. And so as I'm, warring against my lower self, to become the woman that I'm meant to be, that the Most High created me to be, then I'm able to actually go out here and make a difference in somebody else's life. We, a lot of times, want to go out there and help people, but you got to help yourself. You know, we have to help ourselves first. I do like what Kazuma said about, you know, just not being afraid. It's easier said than done, but it's doable, even if we take baby steps towards conquering, you know, our fears. But that's my big thing is fear. It's like 2016 is all about conquering fears, doing things that I haven't never done before, stepping outside of that comfort zone. Because if you're in a comfort zone, you are not growing. You are not growing, and you're not going to grow if we remain comfortable. And, you know, if we think about the process of how a diamond is made, a diamond is only made with pressure. That's the only way a diamond is going to be made. So that lets me know I have to go through that pressure. I have to go through that heat so that I can shine, and then I can give it out to everybody else. So, since we're talking about good stuff, you are wonderful. You have helped me on my journey, just like I'm sure a lot of people on this line can attest to the fact that you're an inspiration to me to be a better person. You know, you've encouraged me on days when I have been down on myself, you know, and I really appreciate the role that you have played in my transformation. So, but that's it. Great topic, and everybody keep pushing, and that's it. Thank you.
God, Dream Pisces. Once again, beautiful jewelry maker, Dream Pisces 80 on Instagram. And I sent you. She's going to give me something pretty. Oh, great topic. Love yourself, my people. Love yourself. Call, and if you in the new callers, you should tell somebody to call area code 646-787-1787. One more time, 646-787-1787. Tell you on with the National Spokesman for the Panthers and Justice, and we're talking about loving yourself. Not that type of loving yourself, but loving yourself. You know, and I'm asking everybody that I click on, tell me something that you love about yourself. Tell me what you admire about yourself. Tell me what do you value the most. Like she spoke of. You know, see, we always, this is why, you know, I love my show and I love what I do, because I'm not coming giving you guys a image or a representative or a personality or a character, whoever. This is reality. And we'd be lying if some of us say we never contemplated suicide or we never had low self-esteem. See, this is why I run past a lot of pages and people just talk this, I'm always up, I'm always good. Sometimes that's not indicative. You know, sometimes you're low. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you don't like yourself. You know, so this is what, like I said, we have to get healthy within before we can even do anything on the outside. So we got to talk about that self-love. What is something you love about yourself? Oh, well, can I go? No, I don't. Carla, you are on the line. 0039. You are on the line. Okay. We ain't getting nothing else. But anyway, we should keep rolling. Like I say, self-love. What you love about yourself? Oh, I know where I go. Carla, you are on the line. What's going on, lady? I am. Carla, you are on the line.
What's going on, my brother?
Yo, what's up, man?
Not much. All right, so one thing I love about myself, I would say my patience, because it takes a lot of patience, you know, and understanding. Well, a lot of patience, you know, just to not only deal with yourself, but deal with other people, you know, in a world where everything is fast, 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 and on the go. You know, being conscious and being aware of your moves and how you affect people, you know, it takes a lot of patience. Because sometimes we can jump the gun on things when we feel like, you know, it's heavy on our heart, but that's not always the case. You know, we have to have patience and understanding to see whether or not that's the right direction for us. So I would say one thing I do love is my patience. And I did see that Beyonce halftime show, and the first thing I thought about was, for one, her jacket, how it was mimicking Michael Jackson's jacket when he danced at the Super Bowl. And also I did see her background dancers, how they had, you know, the black hats, the Black Panthers and natural hair and all of that. It was just a lot of irony going on in that halftime show to me. Whether or not I liked it, I mean, it's to the point to where none of this stuff should surprise us anymore. I mean, it's kind of like, what do you expect now? You expect Beyonce to be this wholesome Christian that she professed to be? No, she's too far gone. You know, it's the money, you know, when you're in that position, that platform, you're not going to understand the struggle of those around you. So it's easy for you to make a video mimicking the flood of Katrina. You know, even though her parents are from that, I think, what she said, her parents are from that state, her mom or something like that. But with stuff like that, I mean, I think it's a mockery. It's 10 years later, I mean, why? Now you have a voice to say something, but well, what are you going to do with your platform? That's my question to all of them, you know, to all of our so-called leaders or people in power, you know, what are they doing with that platform? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only us, you know, even though they have a platform, what are we doing with our platform? Our platform is our existence. No, we don't have the fame and the fortune and the money to go along with it, but the way we affect others around us, that's our platform. Mm-hmm. Our voice is our platform, you know. What are we speaking to people? What are we saying on a daily basis? You know, things like that. We have to be mindful about.
Absolutely. And you know, that was the thing that bothered me, you know, just the mimicking. And, you know, this is, you know, and I saw so many people run to the rescue, you know, and, you know, it's such a contradiction with the religious, you know, the religious Bible thumpers, as they say, you know, idolatry is a sin, but so many people, and a lot of you not, I was at the gas station, and I literally saw on the back of a SUV where the sticker said, and Beyonce, we trust. You know, so this tells you the way the world is shaping these people. You know, this is a person. You know, they are shaping these human beings to be somebody's savior. And people actually will put that crap on their car. So this is my thing, though. You know, just because they put on a beret and danced around, it doesn't mean that they can identify with us. And I like your point to the fact of, what are we doing with our platform? You know, what are we doing with our, you know, voices every day? You know, how are we trying to uplift the people? And that's an important question, bro.
I mean, because as we see, we're not getting the help from the Beyoncés, from the Jay-Z's, from the Floyd Mayweather's. And they're still sitting courtside at basketball games. They're still performing at halftime shows. So that lets you know what their mindset is. Their mindset is living their dream. Living their dream while we face this harsh reality. So, you know, I don't look for them as a savior because I know they're not here to help us. They're here to help themselves.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm not going to say no Beyonce, we trust, no Beehive, none of that stuff. Nah, forget all that. I hope she gets stoned by Beyonce. Like, I mean, that ain't rude. That's for real.
It's not nice.
It's nice.
It's not rude, you know?
Nah, that was. I mean, I don't wish ill on nobody. You know, it's just annoying that people have placed, you know, superstars like that in. Yeah, superstars like that in these positions, and they're not doing anything with it. You know, what about the people that actually want to stand up and do something? Well,
appreciate that, my brother.
I appreciate you, my brother, and I pray y'all have a blessed night.
And about somebody said that's rude, you know, but it's freedom. Shout out to the brother Jay, man. You know, but that's that. You know, we got a long way to go, my people. We got a long way to go, you know, and this is what, you know, places our work for the ones that are awakened to the truth. This is where it puts, you know, a lot more on us as a sense of urgency to try to wake up as many people as we can. You know, because, as I always say, that lack of knowledge, that is a true statement, whatever. You know, however, my personal opinions about the Bible and whatever, that is a true statement. For lack of knowledge, we are kaput. You know, so we have so many people that, you know, follow, man, whether it is a celebrity, whether it's their pastor. And we ain't going to talk about that video that I posted on my page of this pastor in this chair, and he fly, and it's ridiculous. You know, how we have allowed a human being to take over and control us. But I'm going to keep going because I got quite a call.
Hey, what's up, Ontario? You're doing all right tonight. Hey, what's up? You got another good topic going on. And you're right. People need to acknowledge what they love about themselves. It's very important to acknowledge what you love about yourself. People beat their stuff up all the time about stuff, and then it ain't necessary. But I tell you, boy, y'all rough on old Beyonce, man. Golly. Man, y'all rough. Hey, you know what? It almost sounds like y'all hate.
I knew somebody was going to do it.
You needed somebody to say that to me. But you know what, though? Only reason I say that, because it's a complicated situation. Because I don't really know Beyonce. Yeah, it's complicated because I don't really know Beyonce. I don't know what her stances would be on it, but it go both ways. Like the brother that just called in before me was saying, when somebody has that platform, they don't use it. But you know what? If they were the kind of person coming up using it, they wouldn't have it because America would take it away from them. So you caught between using the American system and using your own system, and it's kind of messed up. But one thing you always remind me of, at least when it comes to Beyonce, that she part of them different cults and stuff like that. So I know she got an agenda.
Exactly. So
it's pretty much clear cut with her. What she does is for her own profit, and she got another agenda. But for a lot of celebrities that don't use their platform to do what they were born, what they should do, it's because if they buck against America or the mainstream people who spending the money and playing the records or putting on the show, they gonna pull it from them. So we caught in this conundrum, what they call a quagmire, where it's real ugly and you really can't get out of it. You just stuck there. So, you know, all of it, once again, it all reversed all the way back to slavery, and from a lot of the teachings that the Christian religion done taught us. And you always good about reminding the people that a lot of that is where it come from. Now, I tell you, I think one of the biggest things I love about myself, and it's quite a bit that I do, and like everybody else was saying, you can go on all night. But I think one of the biggest things is I've learned to realize that sometimes people's personality drives them to be the way they are. And another thing is that a lie will come out of anybody's mouth, and you really can't tell the difference. You know, so personality drives a lot of people to do what they do, to think what they think, and stuff like that. So, you know, once again, I don't really know Beyonce, but like the sister was saying, we living in a society where you don't want a woman coming out, throwing all her hips around and doing all the things that the white man them objectify and want us to do, and then you say you down for black people. But on the other side, I can see where if she feels like that's the only way she can do it, maybe she need to take that chance and try to do it. I'm not sure. But I also know, you know, you were mentioning that people come out for an hour on a halftime show and talk about black power and whatever, and that's not really black power. That's not really being down. But, you know, Ontario, sometimes it start off at an hour and it get better and it gets stronger. But once again, I got to remember, you know, we're talking about Beyonce in this particular case, and she's shown through other things that she got a whole nother agenda.
Exactly.
So, you know, yeah, exactly. I mean, and all right, but I take people like Farrakhan. I think Farrakhan and them came up in a day where they couldn't talk a certain way about Christianity. And another thing we don't talk about enough is the money issue, because money plays a real big part in all of this. Beyonce did it for the money. Farrakhan does it for the money. It's a lot of people that do it for the money. You said that Marcus Garvey charged to hear his speeches, or did Malcolm charge to hear his? Well, nobody paid to hear Now Love. That's why they didn't
go. Now we know you.
You might not want to admit it, but I'm telling you, let me not say that for a fact, but let me say this: when money comes into the game, brother, everything changes.
Okay.
Everything
let me enlighten you on something, my brother. There's this clip of them offering Brother Malcolm money to sell his people out. You know what that brother did? He said, "If you know anything about me, you shouldn't even brought me in here." He did not snitch. He did not turn.
I'm not talking about a bold-faced bribe, Ontario. There's a difference.
No,
that's
no,
a bold-faced bribe. Nobody would take that. That's a bold-faced bribe.
I bet you we have some Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson started off a good man. Some people made him some bold-faced bribes. He turned them down. Then he started getting a little money, started bumping elbows with the people that got money, and it rubbed off on him. Next thing you know, you got the Jesse Jackson that we know present day.
So, Malcolm
turned down the bold-faced bribe. Huh?
Let me connect you on something else. There would be no Farrakhan if there wasn't a Brother Malcolm. There would be no any of them if there wasn't a Marcus Garvey and his Pan-African movement. See, this is where we put the dollar over
integrity. How you figure that?
You know, we put that dollar over integrity, because that dollar allows them to say, hey, I set my brother up. I sell him down the river. But to say, no, nobody want to hear this message, that's why I say we have no idea where Brother Malcolm's OAAU
movement. No, I didn't say nobody wanted to hear it. I said nobody would pay for it. And I'm saying that because that's the way society was geared up. That's the way the Christianity taught us. No, I know you don't. I know, because it's non-traditional. But it's still true. You see the evidence every day in the people that you don't like. But the people that you still like, you still protect them. You see the evidence every day in Eddie Long. You see the evidence every day in Beyonce. You see the evidence every day in the people that get money and forget to perform their duties. Okay, you're talking about yeah, because you're talking about a bold
caller,
face.
We're going to have part two on
okay,
that.
Okay, my brother. Yeah, right.
That was a tough one now, T. I don't know about that. And nobody would have paid for it. I believe money would have been circulating. People would have paid for that. Now, we know it's a different day and time, but it's a different set of morals. So I got to keep flowing, but we definitely going to finish that one. Okay. I have a special request. Okay. Carla, are you there? Okay, we see you wanted. You had some more.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get back in here. Look, the worst form, the worst form of female crucifixion is self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
What? How can anybody say Beyonce was revolutionary when she was straight self-hating? Like, she hate herself. You got blonde hair. Then let me tell you something. That's the only way she can come out and say something black and empowering, then I don't want her. Real talk.
Exactly.
I don't want her. We got to start giving excuses to everybody and then start saying, when is enough, when is enough going to be enough? Where was she at when all our youth is being shot down the street? I didn't hear her say shit about none of that.
Huh? Okay.
I didn't hear her say nothing about Sandra Bland.
Hmm?
Nothing. So if this is the only way that she can say, oh, I'm revolutionary, off with her head. And I mean that. I talk about it every day, all day. I don't need to be in front of the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stay broke because I don't want the man money, the devil. I don't want his money. And I also want to say, Elijah Muhammad, you know, he had a plan, an economic plan, just like, you know, Marcus Garvey did. But they followed through with it. They built
mm-hmm.
up these things. They built up, you know, their
mm-hmm.
empire while we're sitting here and we're watching one.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power. We have the plans. All we have to do is do them. And, you know, just stop making excuses. It is what it is. You a punk. You want to listen to Young Thug and be a gangster, that's your business. But you can't roll with it.
You want to
sit there and listen to Beyonce and sing Single Ladies? No wonder you're single. Okay? Like, come on, man. No more excuses. Either you with the power or you not. To define, to develop, and to defend, that's our job. That is our duty to our ancestors. So I say enough is enough. And that's all I want to say. And I love y'all.
Much love again.
Peace.
Woo! And see, that's the thing. It's not about no damn Beyonce. Like I said earlier, to the hell with her. But the simple fact of we have got to stop holding these celebrities and saying, oh, they are doing something. Because as me and that sister, we had a great conversation earlier. And the thing is even of any importance is to say, we as a people, that means everybody, that means you, we're going to all have to revolt and rebel against this beast a little bit. You know, so, Tim, you fell off the boat that time, bro. You know, I'm going to tell you when you hit your head and fall out that water. But the thing we have to understand is you cannot have power and be comfortable with your money. Because like he said, and those were his words, they don't want to lose their place on the totem pole. So a true fighter and a true speaker, he or she don't waver because they're going to lose their little country club page. Or they're going to lose their million-dollar endorsement. So we got to quit being hustled. See, they send little niggas like Barack Obama. We send Negroes like Barack Obama that are well-dressed, you know, teach them how to, you know, talk, teach them how to speak, and you feel, oh, this is a black brother. I can identify with him. He identifies with me. He identifies with the struggle, and he gets your vote. He get all of your respect. He get all of your defense. So the same thing with her. She had a concert coming up. How many of us gonna spend, you know, look at the prices of those tickets. How many of them black dollars that gonna go toward her? Like my sister just said, we have the funds. But you would rather give it away to somebody like that. That's why I give the relevance. I can give a damn about these celebrities. But they are an everyday fixture and taking away stuff from us. We must watch the beast, but we must watch him in order to kill him. You must know what your enemy is doing before you can fight him. So all of this celebrity worship, you have to stop. American Idol. Idol. She's my idol. I want my son to be like LeBron. I want my people to be like this. They watered us down. Gave you blonde hair. Including, you know, gave you crack and told you that's the way to make money. Well, we got to do better. I won't go back because I still got some more and I see my people. Tyler, you are
yo.
On the line.
Hey, Terrio, my man. What's going on, man?
Talk
what's good? How you doing, all right?
Oh, I'm good, bro.
Yo, I want to say shout-out to everybody on the phone call. Shout-out to Anonymous. Shout-out to the Black Panther Party 2.0. Shout-out to everybody, man. First, I want to say real quick, I posted something on Facebook a few minutes ago, and it's regarding the topic too. Why do I love myself?
Okay.
I posted something about how sometimes we go through certain situations, through certain hardships because of the poor choices that we make sometimes, or you know how the phrase go, be a glutton for misery. You know what I'm saying? Are we glutton for misery sometimes? And certain things we go through are self-inflicted. You know, we don't learn from our mistakes. We don't think long-term consequences. We don't think about how our actions affect others around us. You know what I'm saying? Everything has a reaction. There's a cause and a reaction to everything that we do. So, you know, when we become mindful of our actions and want to do better things in life, you know, we attract those types of people around us. And some of us engage in self-destructive behavior. It could be friends, family, anything of that, you know what I'm saying? So when we begin to change in that way, we learn, you know, how to build better relationships and how to be constructive people. So, you know, one thing I love about myself is that I can offer input or advice to somebody else. Like, look, you know, being honest with people, like, yo, you're not doing the right thing. You're fucking up. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. So, you know, that's part of being real. Like, we got to be able to keep each other in check, hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be honest with people. It might not be what they want to hear, but you can't be afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, look, man, you know, what you did the other day or what you're doing right now is not healthy. It's not constructive. So that's one thing I love about myself. Like, you know, I got flaws too. I ain't perfect, and I don't want to come off like I'm better than anybody because I ain't better than nobody. I'm a human. We all make mistakes. I think the bottom line is that we should learn from our mistakes so that we don't repeat them again. Now, in regards to the whole the whole Super Bowl halftime show. Like, I didn't watch it. I didn't see it, but I seen the Facebook posts and what have you. And I think that QP Newton and Bobby Seale probably be bugging out right now. Like, what are they doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's a mockery. Some people different. Some people think that, you know, I'm being a little extreme, but no, it is what it is, man. Like, you're using that to make for profit, and you're using it for entertainment purposes. And then you got people talking about, if the Ku Klux Klan was doing that on the halftime show, everybody be bugging. It's not about the said, yo, the Black Panthers are not racist. You know what I'm saying? They weren't extremists. Like, maybe some of them was, whatever. But the bottom line is that they implemented, as posted earlier, they implemented things like the WIC program, health clinics in the community, various things that they did that to better the people. But it's been distorted because it's been so long since, you know, the movement's been stagnated. They killed all the real ones, you know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and, you know, to name a few. But it's a different terrain right now. And, whoever came up with that idea was pretty clever, because now everybody harping on it, like everybody's on it like a bed sheet. So, you know, shout out to you, man. Shout out to everybody on the phone call. You know, be able to love yourself and want better for yourself, you know what I'm saying, your families or what have you. Because, you know, the family is we need each other. Like, we got to be able to stand up to the evils in the world, and that means that we got to be honest with each other and ourselves.
No doubt. Appreciate you, my guy.
Yeah, man. Yo, much love, Ontario. Shout out to everybody on the phone call. And, you know, keep doing your thing, man. I look forward to these phone calls because it's healthy and it's good dialogue, good conversation. And, you know, that's what I like, man. So keep doing your thing, brother. No doubt. Peace.
Shout out to my guy right there. Oh, we got to keep it rolling. Caller, you are on the line. Okay, 7078. Okay, we got nothing now. Let's see. Caller, you are on the line. Caller, you are on the line. Okay. Not getting no speakers. Anyway. Oh, let's see. Did I get everybody? I think I did. Now, that we've gotten that out the way, that about clues my time anyway. Oh, but before I go, you know, we talked about a lot of things. And it was a talk show. So, we must use our platform to really deliver messages. Okay, because we are surrounded by these celebrities. So sometimes the only way we can is vent our frustration and wake the people up, because one thing I have discovered about this show is you never know who's listening. So, like I said, with my boy, you know, Eddie Belafonte, shout out to him. You know, and also, as I talk about this all the time, you know, that strong sister, Atala Shabazz, Malcolm X's daughter. I listened to her. She said, I study people. She said, she grew up around Garveyites. You know, she grew up around scholars. You know, but she says she engages in television, you know, because she's 30 people. And one thing I tell, you know, my brothers and sisters in the conscious community is if we are not careful, we are going to become the same people in the religious community that we chastise. You probably heard me say this on this show several times. Because we have to be able to dabble in the world pretty much like the Christian community, but not be us. We must wake up, but we must understand what the sleepers are watching. You know, because how can we tell a person that we have no clue what they're taking in? So many signs and symbols. You know, and if we really think about it, one thing people know that I'm open-minded. I'm not a homophobic. I'm not racist. I just tell the truth. So to see the merge of homosexuality along with so-called black pride, their version of black pride, if we don't understand what we are watching, it's not to be closed-minded, but we are watching our kids be made homosexuals in our front of our eyes. So also they use that platform to push homosexuality. Beyonce was right down there with it. See, the thing about being a truth seeker is I can respect your view, but I don't want no dealings with it. See, a true teller and a leader like a Brother Malcolm Tim would not have had any dealings in these things. You know, because I don't have any desire to be in Hollywood, because Hollywood would have a desire for me because I tell too much stuff that's against them. So I need the money to push my movement and get my message heard, but I won't sell for the money. And you can document that on February 9th of 2016. Because, see, too much, like you said, a lot of the leaders start out good, but when they put that pressure on their life or they flash those dollars in front of them, they switch up. So in order for her to be able to even identify without struggle, she must drop everything of that white supremacist Hollywood. She must drop everything of that white supremacist NFL. You know, see, I watched the little game, but I didn't sit hours. I used to be a couch potato and watch it for hours. Every game, get up in your face, tell you about COVID. Oh, but don't care about me. Beyonce don't care about you. Floyd Mayweather don't care about you. Whoever listening, if you're not awake, the celebrities don't care about you. Their money isn't your money. See, we must, like the sheep, Jada Pickett said, and where is she? When she said, bring back our resources. And check out Will Smith being a proud parent of his son, dressing. Check out that article. Homosexuality is being pushed down our throats. But let us say we want to open up a school to teach Mark Garvey teachers, to teach Malcolm's true vision, to school the people on who the Panthers really were. They're going to say that's not in the curriculum. So you mean to tell me that we are able to tell our children that it's okay to be transgender? In fact, you may be transgender, but we can't tell them about our true leaders, the real forefathers, not those crusty old white presidents that they told us. See, we got to know what they are telling us. Wake up, my people. Love yourself. If you are with somebody right now, please tell them you love them. Any people you love. You know, love yourself. Get up in the morning and tell yourself something great. Like I said in my video, do one thing different per day that you didn't do yesterday. Not about that. It's about waking us up on the inside first. Anything we hate about ourselves, work on it. Love yourself. You're all great in your own way. And let's truly figure out how to build and come together. Operation Warn the People. Like I said, okay, we can sit up and talk about this. She won't help us, but will we help each other? Will we say, how can I get you donations, Brother Reagan? Operation Warm the People. There are people on the bridges right now, cold. I'm taking donations, any kind of hygiene products. Hit my boy. I tagged him, Made Solid G. He also taking up donations. You know, so like my sister said, it's better to do something than just sit around and do nothing. Or sit around and criticize about doing nothing and you doing nothing. Just sit around. That's hate. Just sit and criticize and don't try to get up and do nothing or help anybody. That's hate. It's up to us. These celebrities not coming to save us. No matter how much videos they make, you know, how many albums they make, no matter how many real songs they put out, they're not coming to help us. We got to help ourselves. So until Thursday, I'm out. 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 Peace, my people. Peace. I love you all. Oh, I really like doing that. It is always fun. But, yeah, definitely much love, much peace, and much respect to you all. I appreciate it. And
maybe one day I walk outside, there ain't no ghetto. I hope that one day I walk outside, ain't no ghetto. There'll be no bloodshed or drug on the street, no ghetto. No ghetto. There will be no ghetto. There will be no ghetto. Oh, no more ghetto. There will be no ghetto. One day you look at me, you will see no ghetto.
No, no.
When you hear this, don't listen wrong. I dearly love my people. So many great men we'll never see if we do not lose this mentality. Till there ain't no ghetto.